Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and praise the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am the pastor of the LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we want to welcome you to our early morning services where we meet Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. in the morning, and then we are back on Sundays at 12 o'clock noon. We also have an altar prayer where we meet 5 days a week, two times a day for prayer. And we have Bible study and spiritual warfare training. And you can also follow us on all the media live streaming where we broadcast to millions of households over the media, internet, TV, Amazon, Hulu, Prime. Glory be to God. Follow us there, please. This week here is Oldies But Goodies. We have been airing on Blog Talk Radio for the last 10 years and 6 months. We have an excess of 3,000 messages in our library. And so we're going to travel back, and we're going to visit some of those good times. It was a good time then, it's a good time now, and it's going to be a good time in the future, because the Lord is good, and His Word is good, and everything that He made is good. So please enjoy the replay of our broadcast where we exalt Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Mentoring and Leadership with Alfreda B. I am your host, and we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to check in with us to find out what is going on the leadership train. We want to thank each and every one of you who are supporting us and our ministry and supporting us as we continue to empower people around the globe with leadership strategies, leadership techniques, also giving live stories as we share our ups and downs, our successes, our failures, to encourage you, the listener, that you can make it. We want to encourage each and every one of you to continue to follow us on our website at www.alfredabradford.com, as we have so many exciting things lined up as we embark in the month of September. We have the Leadership 101 personal classes that will launch as we help you to bring out the greatness within you. 101 mentoring, maybe it's a book, maybe it's an idea, an invention, a business, a ministry, something that's in you that you have not been able to take, find, and accumulate the know-how, taking the steps necessary to get you from one place to another. Secondly, we will be launching our weekly broadcast as we are going into media television and sharing leadership techniques and via biblical principles and showing you how to do this thing the way we have all been instructed to do it. We also have the next leadership conference taking place on August the 23rd, as we will be discussing, actually we are looking and we're calling for the children and all of us, those that are young at heart. So we're calling the young, we're calling the old, we're calling the in-between for you to come and display your talents as we glorify the King. Glorify the Lord. So maybe you want to sing a song, maybe you poetry. Maybe there's some poetic dancing or some gift, some talent, something that you bring to the table. We all have gifts. We all have talents. We all have abilities. Come on out and register for the 23rd and share your talent with us. Now, for the 23rd, we need to know that you're coming. We're going to be giving away school supplies, backpacks, that type of thing for those that are going back to school. It's an absolutely free event for our children, and only $10 for the adults, $25 for vendors. So come on out and be a part with us on the 23rd of August. Matter of fact, that is next Saturday. We need to know that you are coming. We need to know. So if you do not register, do not be disappointed. If there's not enough lunch to go around, do not be disappointed. If there's not enough school supplies for your children and for those that you bring with you, we only ask that you register for this free event taking place on the 23rd. So as you see, we have a lot on the table, and we are very, very excited about all of it. Tonight, we just want to share with you a little bit tonight. We know normally we try to interview someone differently on every Wednesday. This Wednesday, I'm interviewing myself as I share with you a portion of my journey. We can learn from other people, and that's a good way to learn. Sometimes it's not the most expedient way to learn, what I want to say is you can learn through your trials and errors, or you can learn through other people's trials and errors. So the best way for us to learn is for us to learn from other people, and then you will not have to experience so many hardships and trials and tribulations when you learn from other people. Tonight we want to talk about leadership with difficulties. And, you know, we talk about leadership all the time, and, you know, we try to make it appear. Some people, you listen to them speak, and they want you to think that leadership is easy. And so we just want to pose a couple questions just to help you think on your journey, your leadership journey. Number one, the first question we want to pose this evening is, who said leadership was easy? Absolutely, who said it? Because it is an untruth. A leadership is not easy by any means. It is not easy to lead in any endeavor, making decisions and leading, facing the possibilities of being ridiculed, and you will. Even Jesus Christ himself could not please all of the people all of the time. So whenever a leader makes a decision, there's always going to be some opposition. There are always going to be some those who oppose. There's always going to be those who don't agree with the decision of the leader. And, you know, for one called to lead, and as God is calling you into leadership, and as you are following hopefully someone to lead, because we follow to lead, you have to keep that in mind. So you have to be sure. You have to have a sure connection. You have to be confident in the decisions that you make. And so most of all, as a biblical-based ministry, we promote the Lord. And so we want to be anchored in and begin everything with a prayer. So if you're a type of person and, you know, the first bit of opposition that you receive, you want to back up, then maybe you're not ready. You're not ready. A leader has to be resolved that, you know, this is, even when you don't have the majority support, there are so many instances in the Word of God where the Lord led the leader in spite of the majority vote. Sometimes God will lead you with the minority vote. Most times God will lead you where there's no vote at all, knowing that he is the majority. So you have to be, you know, steadfast and knowing that what you, the direction that you are going is for the benefit of all. The direction that you're going is in the direction that the King is leading you, and that's very, very important as a leader. Now, because difficulties will come. There's always going to be some obstacle, some incident that will cause you to stop if you allow it to. Even myself, I've had challenges. Even today, I was contemplating if I was going to move forward in this with this broadcast this evening, sleeping on and off all day, rubbing off, you know, letting that anesthesia flow through my body for a procedure that took place on yesterday. My brothers and sisters, there's always going to be something. If it's not this, it's going to be that. If it's not that, it's going to be this. There's always going to be something challenging you, causing you to quit, causing you to stop, causing you to postpone. That sometimes we must, but most times we must not. We must continue in our efforts. We must continue in a forward journey. We must continue. I'm reminded about Brother Paul, when he was talking to some of his followers and some of those who traveled with him in his circle, and he shared with them that when he had heard from God, he did not bother to confer with flesh and blood. You see, because if you're always conferring with flesh and blood, now then you're going to be in trouble. Now, we know that you do need a circle of counselors because the Bible speaks about safety in a multitude of counselors, you know. But be wise, and when you have God first, everything else will fall in place. So we must move forward. One of my favorite sayings in life is, Matt, is I will persist until I succeed. And I truly believe that that is the attitude that anyone, that we all need, if you're a leader or not. But the bottom line is this, we're all leaders. You know, maybe, you know, leadership in your home, you know, leadership in your own personal life, pertaining to your health, pertaining to your finances, you know, leadership, you know, in your church, in your ministry, on your job. You know, we're all role models, we're all leaders, because the light of Christ is in us, is illuminating in us, it is flowing through us, the world is watching us, so you're leading even when you don't even know that you're leading. So that, you know, that's the one thing we want to bring across to each and everyone. Everyone is a leader. And, you know, so we have to continue to move forward in our difficulties. There will be times when you get to the Red Sea. You know what I mean? There'll be times when, you know, the Holy Spirit even leads you in that direction. I'm reminded of the scripture when Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, and then the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. The Holy Spirit led him there. See, and there's sometimes when, you know, the Holy Spirit will lead you to the wilderness. You know, it wasn't the devil. You know, it's the Holy Spirit leading you. So we will face difficulties as a leader. I just want to come to encourage the listeners tonight that everything is not peachy and cream. You know, there is a story. Everybody has a story. You know, we sit back sometimes and we watch some of the well-known names. There are a lot of successful people, and we are all success in God's sight when you're walking in the Spirit and you're walking in obedience. But I'm talking about the brand names that we know. You know, we call a few T.D. Jakes, Paula White, and the list goes on and on. Joyce Myers, you look at this lady's story. I mean, she can command the attention of 10,000, 20,000 people. All they need to know is she's coming to town. You see, and so we watch them, and we, you know, we sit and we marvel at their success, but we forget, you know what I mean, that they too had struggles, they had obstacles, they had walls they had to get over, walls that had to come down, and even now, in the midst of all their glory, sometimes they're still facing difficulties. You know, the thing is that, you know, a good leader does not always share with you, you know, every trial and every tribulation and every time there, you know, a tear drops, you know, they don't always share that with you. They share that with a select audience of people as the Lord has ordained, you know, so they can open up and just see the reality of this thing, that leadership has difficulties. Ask Jesus, you know, Jesus himself. You know, he experienced difficulties, but yet he had the faith to overcome. He had the faith to persevere. He had the faith to keep going. You know, he kept God first. You know, Jesus was the type of person, he would be in the room with you and, you know, everybody be chilling because, you know, he always was at some sinner's house. Oh, glory be to God. And you look up again and Jesus be gone. Jesus might have been crossing the New Jersey Bridge somewhere. You know what I mean? Because he knew, you know, when to come, he knew when to go. He knew how long to stay, you see. You know, just because he showed up didn't mean he had to stay all night, you know. And so he kept God first. He conferred with the Lord. He knew what 12 disciples to pick because, you know, he had talked with Jesus, talked with God, you see. He stayed in prayer, which, you know, is very, very important for us as leaders. So, holding on to my favorite saying, I will persist until I succeed, because two things that we must remember is that, number one, whatever suffering that we endure as leaders, and we're talking about leadership right now tonight, but the suffering that we endure, God limits our suffering. You know, he knows how much we can bear. See, and the suffering that God allows you to experience is for a reason and it's for a season, see, and God, we don't even realize, I look back now over some of my years at coming up, and I did not even realize that I was in training for reigning. You know, I see it now in retrospect, but now, you know, I had no idea what in the world was happening here. See, but I was in training. And so it is today when God allows, you know, for us to experience and to face a difficulty, we have to remember that we are in training for reigning. See, he will, you know exactly when to lift it. There's a shield of protection around you. You don't have to worry about people. You don't have to worry about situations because God has his hand on you, see, because you've been hand chosen by God for such a time as this, see, and training for reigning to promote the kingdom and leadership. And so we want to thank God for that. And secondly, we must remember that people who have dreams, they don't look back. You don't look back if you have a dream. This is why it's so important for us to write the vision, make it plain. You know, it shall speak, it shall come. See, whatever God has put in your heart, see, whatever God has given you to do, whatever your station is in life, be faithful to it. Be faithful for where God has placed you. Be faithful, see, because a faithful person shall abound in blessing. And you know, and sometimes we don't even realize it's a test. God will give you just a little portion of this, just to see how you're going to treat it, you know, to see if you're going, you know, to be responsible, you know, see if you're going to be loyal to the little bit that he has given you. See, so that we can get more. See, we always want more and want to overlook, you know, what the little that we have, but God doesn't work that way. You're believing God for a big, pretty house. Well, he'll give you a little apartment first, to see if you're going to keep that clean, you know what I mean, to see how you're going to maintain that little apartment, you know, before he will bless you with something more. You say, oh, no, well, you know, I don't have the room at my apartment. I don't have the space. If you give me the house, I could do better. God said, no. You know, he'll bless you with, you know, finances. Say, all right, give me 10%. Well, God, you know what I mean? I can't give you 10% because my rent is due. But I tell you what, if you give me more, you know, I can, you know, be faithful to give you the 10% because I have more to deal with. God said, no, it don't work that way. You know, we want the big, pretty new car, you know, but we won't take care of the one that we're riding around in every day. You know, it's dirty. The oil needs to be changed. You know, we are abusing it, you know, because it's old. But, Lord, but if you give me that new car, I'll be, you know, because it'll be a prettier car, a newer car, and I can take care of that. No, it doesn't work that way. So we have to be faithful where we are. So know the dream. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? And believe me, your dream may die. I'm reminded of Joseph, when Joseph sat down and told all his brothers his dreams and, you know, how God was dealing with him and showed him he was going to be a leader, you know, in Israel, and God was going to use him to save the people. And, you know, and people will hate you for your dreams. Even his own flesh and blood brothers hated him. And people will try to sometimes kill your dream as they tried to kill him when they left him in the hole for dead. See? And sometimes your dream may die. As we know, our brother Lazarus was dead 3 days and three nights, see. But God is able, even when it gets to the point of death, because we know Jesus had to die, that he, you know, could be resurrected again. That's part of the process, see, of the manifestation of your dream, see. Sometimes your dream comes near death, and sometimes your dream even dies. But God, who has the power to resurrect dreams, God who has the power, come on now, to resurrect the dry bones, God who has the power of bringing dead things to life, because all the power is in his hands. Don't look back. See, because when you look back, what we don't realize, and the reason that Lot's wife became a pillar of salt when she looked back, it was when you look back, you go back. You say, well, I didn't go back. I was still standing on Broad Street. All I did was look back. I didn't make a move back. No, mentally you went back. When you go back mentally, you go back physically, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. See, so your mindset is so important. You can't even look back. The Lord will allow us to go back, you know, for a moment, just for a comparison, for a moment, just to testify where he brought us from. But we cannot look back, my brothers and sisters, desiring the good old days and comparing what it used to be like then and the opportunities we missed and what we could have done and should have done. We all have those stories. You count that up for as experience, and you move forward. Persist till you succeed. Don't squinch because, you know, you're in the fire. Don't even try to run out the fire, because this is what you have to remember. You would not have been in the fire unless God allowed you to be there. See? So everything that is happening in our lives is a grooming process. See? And what God is doing is he's bringing out the beauty in us. You know, we talk about gold that's tried in fire. You know, you put gold in fire, the fire doesn't melt the gold. No matter how high the fire is, no matter how high the temperature is, matter of fact, the higher the fire, you know what I mean, the temperature, the more the gold is purified. And that's what the Lord is doing in and through our lives. As becoming leaders, sometimes leadership is a lonely road. So if you have to be around a lot of people and you need a lot of people's approval and validation, then you may never reach the point, the pinnacle that God wants to take you. see, because it could be a lonely road because, you know, people don't want to be around you. Sometimes they consider you boring. Sometimes they consider you too deep. Sometimes they, you know what I mean, they got a whole bunch of opinions. And look at Jesus himself, the greatest leader that ever walked this earth. He had a circle of 12, and they act a little crazy every now and then. And then he had another circle of 70. That was it. And here he was, God himself wrapped up in flesh. So if you're looking for, you know, everybody's approval, then you probably need to consider anything, something else. But my brothers and sisters and my audience today, I just want to encourage you that God needs leadership. He needs leadership in every sphere of influence. He needs leadership in the home. He needs leadership in the community. He needs leadership on our job. He needs leadership in our ministries. He needs leadership in government, in education, and politics, and sports, and every sphere of influence. God needs leadership. So we can get up to that top 5, 10% where we become the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, above only and not beneath, in the front and not in the back, on the top and not on the bottom. Who lives in that privilege? All of us can get there, but he's talking about leadership. You can't experience that type of fruitfulness, you know, following at the end of the bandwagon. See, but you have to persevere and allow God to do his work in you, you know, get good mentors, stay in prayer, stay in fasting, obey the Lord, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If God said it, just do it. Take little steps at a time, little steps at a time, and he will help us. Does it get scary? Absolutely yes. Oh, I can share some stories with you. And sometimes I sit down and I say to my soul, girl, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean? Because it gets scary. You know, you take a step of faith and you look around. You say, Lord, have mercy. I'm standing in the midst of the ocean. No support, no railing, no steps, no helicopter to get me if I fall. You know, it gets scary. See, and the further you go forward, the less people you have around you. So your support system is may not be as large as you would like it to be, but as long as you know that you are connected to the King of Kings, he's the only support system that you need, and he will give you everybody else. He will connect you with whoever you need to be connected to, and the time that you be connected to it, he will grant you favor. See, we have to remember this thing, that it's his journey. It's God's journey. It's his walk. It's his will being done, see? So he's just using us as his vehicles, his vessels, see? And we have to be mindful of that, that it's not about us. It's all about him. So I said all that, and it's more than I can say. Next week, I think we are going to waiting for confirmation, and we're going to have a nice lineup of people coming forward. And in the month of September, we want to expand the radio broadcast for 1 hour to give you time for questions and answers. But I just want to just share with you today that regardless of what mountain of difficulty you're facing, if it's in your health, if it's in your finances, if it's in your relationships, see, if it's mental, whatever you're facing, you can overcome it. Don't quit. Don't be weary in well-doing, see, because God will help you. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. See, it's God's opportunity in and through your life. And I believe I heard someone say, and I don't have it word for word, but any journey that one travels that does not have opposition is not a journey worth traveling. And that's Jesus himself. So who said leadership was easy? It wasn't me, because I know that would have been a lie. Leadership is not easy, but one thing for sure, God's yoke is easy and his burden is light. And when we have a relationship with the king and we are communicating with the greatest leader, who is the leader of all mankind, of all the earth, or for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, he will show you the way to go. He will lead you, guide you, and instruct you in the way you should go. Because sometimes we don't know which way to go. Sometimes you don't know, do I turn left? Do I turn right? Do I move forward? Do I stop? What do I do? See? And sometimes you just have to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. See? And he will help you as a leader. So I hope I have said something for you to gain a little strength. And for you to keep going. Keep going in the direction that the Lord is leading you, knowing that your steps are being ordered by him. Don't allow yourself to be bamboozled. Don't allow other people to stop you. Don't allow you to even talk yourself out of quit. And look, we've been saying this from the time we were infants and from the time we were in grade school. Winners never quit and quitters never win. Well, guess what? That's biblical. See? Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So the journey sometimes is a long one, sometimes it's a tedious one, but it's a joyful one when you walk with the Lord. Well, you've been listening to Leadership, Mentoring and Leadership with Our Free to Be, your host. Please visit us on our website at www.ourfreetobradford.com. Register for our Young at Heart event taking place on the 23rd. Come and display your talent. And you will be hearing more about our September classes, mentoring, one-on-one, and bringing out the leadership in you. You'll be hearing more about our television broadcast. We have so many things in the world. Maybe you'd like to volunteer and help out the ministry. There's a volunteer button on the website. Push that and give us your information. We'll be sure to get back to you. Maybe you'd like to support the ministry because we are doing a good work in the kingdom. There's a donation button on the website. And just send us your feedback. Send us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. So thank you very much for listening. Again, this is Alfreda Bradford. And until we meet again, same time, same place, same station, next Wednesday. And be safe, be careful, and continue to give God the praise, the glory, and all the honor. God bless you, and have a lovely evening.
It's only been delayed. Pull down what you need by faith.